What'd you call the top part of the corn stalk?
The top?
Mm-hmm.
The corn stalk?
Yeah, the corn.
I don't know.
Did you refer to it as tassel?
Like corn, but
the tassel? Yeah. The tassels. But I don't think we ever stopped it. they say the corn's tasseling, don't they, when it's beginning to... There's an expression, something about the corn, when it's beginning to get ripe or something, that's where the little tassel begins to come out at the end.
Yeah.
Is that you can tell when they're ripe when the tassel
I guess it is when it does. They generally tell them when it gets to the right size. They can just pretty well tell.
Mm-hmm.
When it's about big enough to start gathering it.
And did you have a special name for like the threads, you know, the strings that came off the corn? Come off the corn? You put that down?
Silk.
See, did you grow any like yellow or orange vegetables?
We had carrots. And I don't know whether we had any parsnips or not. We must have had some turnips. We had turnips, I know, because we had turnip green. But they're white. We had carrots. I know we had some beets that were awfully good because they grew so fast and they were big and sweet and tender.
What about you know, like, did you, for Halloween, did you ever, you know, have jack-o'-lanterns?
Oh, yes. Get a pumpkin, not when I was a child so much as we have lately. Recent years we've been up in the mountains in September and brought pumpkins down and hollowed them out. I read something the other day that said that those pumpkins that you use for jack-o'-lanterns are not good to cook, but the ones that we bought, I hollowed out and I cooked the pumpkins and made pies out of it, and I thought they were real good. And then we made the jack-o'-lantern for the children.
Yellow vegetables, did you grow any?
Well, squash. I forgot squash. We had summer squash. And, let me see, what other kind of squash did we have? Oh, we had the, we never grew any of that, the green Italian squash. There was something else. We had the green peppers, and then we had another kind of pepper that is long and thin that we called Italian L that we shipped to New York just for one particular trade, Italian trade apparently.
Yeah.
And I've seen them in the market here, and they have another name. I can't think what it is. They're about this long and about this big around, and a very pale shade of green, almost a chartreuse green. And they're real good. They're wonderful. Cut up and put in scrambled eggs with meat or other vegetables. And I love them just raw.
Do you ever put